I'm Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke, the 10th man to walk on the moon. And you got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. This is the Space Show, Australia, on 88.3 Southern FM.
All right, liftoff, and the clock has started. Yes, sir. Radio loud and clear.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
And no one is bluer than the engineering students and their teachers at Sydney University, the University of New South Wales, and the University of Adelaide, because at 11 minutes past 1 this morning, this happened.
T-minus 30 seconds.
28, 25.
Status check. Go Centaur.
Go OA7.
20.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Go for main engine start. 1, 0, and liftoff of the Atlas V rocket with Cygnus and the SS John Glenn, extending the research legacy for living and working in space.
Our roll program has begun. Fire rates look good. Booster engine continues to look very good. Pump speeds and injector pressures in band. Now requesting an expiration change. Booster has begun the zero angle attack phase of flight. Signatures look good. Body rates are right down the middle. RD-180 performance continues to be nominal.
That Atlas V was launched into a clear blue sky because although it was 1 o'clock in the morning here in Australia, it was 11 minutes past 11 in the morning in America. Aboard that Atlas V were three Australian-built satellites, the first fully Australian-built satellites in 50 years. Yes, it is 50 years since Australis Oscar V and ReSat were built. Now, FedSat, launched in 2002, was only partly built in Australia. Well, these three satellites are called AU-01 SUSAT, which is from the University of Adelaide. The second one is called AU-02 UNSWECO, which is from the University of New South Wales. And the third one is AU-03-INSPIRE-2 from the University of Sydney. Davide Masuti from the von Karman Institute for Fluid Dynamics was at the Kennedy Space Center for the launch, and a day or two before, he had this explanation of what the satellites were about.
So QB50, it's a real international project. We are going to launch a constellation of CubeSats, 28 for the precision, to investigate the mid-lower thermosphere. The 28 CubeSats, in fact, are manufactured and designed by students, universities, coming from all over the world, literally the all five continents. We have more than 15 countries involved in this project. So, in fact, it's a truly international collaboration. So, the project is coordinated by a consortium led by the von Karman Institute for Fluid Dynamics and received funding from the European Union. Now, we have 15 partners taking part of the consortium, 15 professionals, in fact. When the project was conceived, we conceived the project with four objectives in mind. The first is facilitating access to space. So we're providing students and universities easy access to space. So what we do basically is we're following them, we are supporting them from design to manufacturing to integration and launch. So we're providing them support, technological support for designing their CubeSats. Then we do, in fact, we do also orbital, so in-orbit demonstration. So we have, of course, students designing their own CubeSat, testing their own technologies, where we're providing a platform for in-orbit demonstration. We're also doing education. In fact, what we do is we are trying to educate future research and space engineers. So we're also fostering international collaboration, which is the most important part in Cube 50. And lately, and the last, in fact, we do also science. That's why we're here. So what we do is we're trying to launch a constellation of CubeSat to investigate the lower thermosphere. Now, why we're doing that? So the lower thermosphere, in fact, is the mostly unexplored region of the atmosphere. It runs between 200 and 400 kilometers altitude. In fact, the lower thermosphere is too low for big satellites. In fact, it's lower than the International Space Station, but it's also too high to be reached by rockets, small rockets, in fact. So CubeSat provides the perfect mean, the perfect way, the perfect tool to explore, to do in-situ measurements of the thermosphere. So provides the tool, in fact, to do these measurements. So what we do, in fact, we have the CubeSats, which built by the universities and students. And then as a consortium, we provide them an instrument. So all these satellites, in fact, has one instrument provided by the consortium to measure the chemical composition of the thermosphere. So now, why it's so important to analyze the thermosphere, the mid-lower thermosphere? In fact, the mid-lower thermosphere is the area in the atmosphere where the space shuttle flies, for example. Of course, you have a lot of space debris and you have a lot of satellites there. So in fact, knowing the density, in fact, will provide us a better knowledge of the thermosphere, will provide a better tool to predict, for example, assess the trajectory of space debris re-entering the atmosphere, for example. And we also provide better tool for predicting, for example, station-keeping maneuvers or collision-avoid maneuvers for the space station, for example, or other satellites. Of course, all these results that coming from the constellation of sensors will also provide a database that will be used by scientists for many years, will be used for enhancing modeling, forecasting modeling of the thermosphere. In fact, most of the models are physical models, and in fact the knowledge of the physical, so the chemical composition, also the electrical phenomena in the thermosphere will in fact help scientists to do better modeling of the thermosphere. Right, here we have a lot of the CubeSats. We have 28, in fact. All of them are different from each other. So in fact, during Cube 50, we tremendously learn that the same objectives can be, or the same objective, in fact, can be reached by 28 different ways. We have 28 CubeSats. Each of them, as I said, has a single science payload on board, an instrument provided by us, and all of them will contribute to create this database. So, in fact, what we're going to have is the first coordinated in-situ measurement of the thermosphere. Okay, and this is also the first international collaboration where we are coordinating basically CubeSats from all over the world. So QB50 has a number of firsts. We have 28 CubeSats in an international collaboration. So actually, it's a constellation that will provide us with multi-point measurement of the thermosphere, of the lower thermosphere. There are three sensors, as I said. There is a ion neutral mass spectrometer, a flux probe, and a Langmuir probe to measure different chemical components of the thermosphere, also the electrical content of the thermosphere. We receive fundings for $9 million from the European Union, but in fact, this covers only the launch and the support. But you have to consider that all the rest, so the bus, the CubeSat, have been manufactured by universities. So in fact, if we think about how many universities, how many people we involved in the project, we can think about having involved at least more than 50 professors. It's a I suppose this is really the lower boundary of my estimation, among the 300 students that were involved in this international collaboration. And we produced an average of 10,000 pages of documentation, which in fact we had to review. So we are very proud of this mission, of course. We tremendously learn, and we're extremely excited to be here today. Thanks a lot.
So although those satellites are in space, it will be some time before they are actually deployed into their own independent orbits. Well, you are listening to The Space Show.